Now, I shouldn't have to tell you folks out there that these stories I tell here are really, at most, half-truths. As a certifiable half-wit, I'm not required to offer up the usual admonition that the people and events depicted here are not based on any person living or dead or returned as zombie or Zumba. The opinions and viewpoints expressed here are not those of the editorial board or anyone else with 1 ounce of common sense or the least bit of sobriety. Read them at your own risk. But I have learned that more than a few of you out there are literalists. A literalist is not a political viewpoint, so don't get hot under the collar right off if I call you one. A literalist is a person who believes what they read is absolute gospel. They do not dream yahoos like myself would look at the world satirically. Not burdened with ones themselves, they might not realize some people have metastasized funny bones instead of the more normal cortical gray matter. Guys like me not only don't write the truth, we don't believe in the truth. We're just here to deliver the punchlines. Fox News understands this implicitly. I make posters for the South End String Band and Warp Reality using a computer program called Photoshop. The fun, of course, is that a lot of folks still believe what they see, same as what they read. Magic works the same way. We want to believe what our two eyes are telling us is real. Get over it. Fair warning, you live among jokesters, pranksters, con artists, politicians, and the pirates of reality. Even art itself is a kind of subterfuge. Artifice, right? Playing around with your comfortable world, pulling out foundation supports one at a time until your house is floating on the air of imagination. Reality becomes untethered and everything is possible. I offer this not in the way of apology, but as a small caution. Read these at your own risk. On the South End, at least my end, we don't take much of anything at face value, or the other end either.